Well, to Brazil now. The 2014 FIFA World Cup is just 3 weeks away, but things are not looking good. There have been major construction delays, rising costs, and there's been civil unrest. 15,000 people marched in São Paulo last night, protesting the cup and its costs. And strikes continue as police, teachers, and transportation workers demand better pay and working conditions. And the PR could not be worse. There's a video circulating on the internet this week showing thousands of people trying to make their way through an overcrowded metro and up a single escalator in São Paulo after the bus strike that sent several cities into transportation chaos. We'll post that video at hereandnow.org as we welcome NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in São Paulo. Lourdes, start with that video. It's frightening. People look like they're being crushed.
That's right. That video was taken a few days ago here in São Paulo. This is the largest city in South America. Some 20 million people live here. Transportation is not great here at the best of times. So when there's a bus strike, it just sends everything into absolute chaos. And we just saw these incredible scenes at the metro station with people being trapped inside, fainting, you know, really, really chaotic scenes here. And certainly not the scenes that Brazil was hoping to be broadcast to the world in advance of the World Cup.
Why are these strikes happening? Walk us through the strikes and the protests. What are Brazilians trying to say?
Well, we've had the biggest anti-World Cup protests we've seen recently here yesterday with some 15,000 people. Organizers say some 30,000 people marching here in São Paulo. We have strikes all over the country. As you mentioned, the bus strike, the metro's overburdened, the streets are clogged with traffic. So it's been completely chaotic. And I think what people are saying is that everyone wants to take advantage of this moment when the spotlight is on Brazil, when the world is watching, and they want to highlight their individual grievances. So we have people from different sectors of society protesting different things. This isn't a unified movement where everyone is saying we don't want the World Cup. In fact, quite the opposite. We're seeing many disparate groups going out onto the streets for their own little slice of the pie and using the World Cup to highlight what they say are the vast inequalities in this country.
I was going to say, is that's the overarching theme, inequality. So is it about pay, wages? Tick off some of the things that are behind the anger.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the overarching thing is this is the most expensive World Cup that's ever been staged. It's clocking in at some $11 billion, and it will probably end up costing the country a lot more. And so this has really sent off a firestorm here of controversy because people feel that the money could have been better spent in health, in education, in transportation, all things which need a lot of financial resources here in the country. And so the teachers have gone on strike. We've seen bank workers go on strike. We've seen police go on strike saying that their conditions are terrible and their pay is terrible. In fact, we have seen the strikes be quite successful. The transportation strike was ended last night here in São Paulo when indeed the government caved and gave a quite substantial pay raise to the striking bus drivers.
Yeah, they have a lot of leverage right now because the Brazilian government desperately needs to pull this together. Let's talk about that. What is the sense of whether the construction even will be finished?
Well, the last few stadiums are limping in. And are they completely 100% ready? No, but they are serviceable. But the real scandal for many people are the infrastructure projects. Only 41% of those will be ready. So, you know, the transportation that was promised, the airport terminals, the bus links, the roads, a lot of that just won't be ready at all. But again, that won't hurt visitors. I mean, we have to be clear here. Alternative plans have been made. So in Cuiabá, for example, where they were going to build this fancy new tram, people are going to be shuttled in buses instead. Tent terminals have been set up in the airports where there are supposed to be actual terminals built. The real pain is going to be for the Brazilians who are paying for this and paying for what the government hasn't actually delivered. It's not really clear yet how this will affect the fans.
Well, but is there a sense of people buying advance tickets and booking hotel rooms, or are they staying away because of these images? And second part to that, is there a sense that as it gets even closer, Brazilians will look at each other and say, wait a second, we have to be hosts now and not protesters?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. The latest polls actually show a pretty even split nationally, with a small majority actually against the games. Here in São Paulo, where you can arguably say the majority of the protests and strikes have been focused, there's a lot more pessimism. Two-thirds of São Paulo residents believe hosting the World Cup is bringing Brazilians more harm than good, and 90% say hosting the games has fueled corruption. Of course, as you mentioned, that's right now. Once the game starts, the Brazilian selection does well, that may shift. But it's strange, you know, being here right now, a few weeks before the games, in the biggest soccer-loving country on earth, and there is not a festive atmosphere.
And again, are people coming? Is there an indication that people are going to come despite some of these images going out?
Well, FIFA has said that that this has not impacted the games. We've had mixed reviews on some of the occupancy rates. They are high in many of the cities. São Paulo is one of the cities where actually the occupancy rates are quite low. Some people are saying that that's because they've been scared off by the images. But so far, FIFA, at least, soccer's world governing body, is saying that this has not impacted the amount of visitors expecting for the World Cup.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR's international correspondent based in São Paulo, Brazil. Lourdes, thanks as always.
You're welcome.